Coming back up here, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. You got 34 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning already. All right, very good. Matthew, I hope you're getting your brother off to school. Matthew got his driver's license. Did I tell you this happened yet, Phil? My son,
no,
Matthew.
I knew it was getting closer. I did not hear that the license was secured.
Well, Matthew was one of the DMV stopped doing driver's ed tests at the end of the year. That now you go with a business that contracts with the state of Washington to do driver's license.
It's funny how they
tests.
Can privatize that, but there's so many other things that they're resistant to privatizing. But yes,
but they started,
I don't want to impede you.
No, they started with, as you remember, with driver's ed. We used to do that in public
school. School had it.
And now you go through a private organization, a private business.
Schools used to have buses. Now those are all done privately.
Matthew went through, I think, the Swerve school and passed. And then he did all his practice driving. We did, practice parking and practice driving and all that. So he gets one of the last driver's tests that they gave. It was in December, and he goes to Renton and goes out driving with his guy. He comes back in, and I'm waiting for him. You can't go with your kid when they're taking the driver's test, of course. And I said, "How'd you do?" And he said, "Well, someone hit me." And I laughed, and I went, "Yeah, very funny." You know, the kid trying to
pull on your leg.
So I opened the door. There's two cop cars out in the parking lot where Matthew had parked the car. And I looked at him, and he said, "Dad, someone hit me." He was on his driver's test, and someone rear-ended him.
In the parking lot then?
No.
He was out
driving, and he was waiting for a pedestrian across the street. And he feels this lurch.
Oh, no.
And he was, young man, he kind of nervous. And he said, "Did I press the brake too hard?" And the driver evaluator looked at him and he said, "No, you've just been hit."
And is this in your car? Or
this is in my car.
Gosh.
Dad's Acura. 13-year-old Acura, but Acura. And not only that, it was a hit and run.
No kidding, they split?
Yeah, it was like some 50-year-old lady hits my son on his driver's exam and drives away.
Talk about real-world experience.
So the driving evaluator is on the cell phone calling 911. And hands-free device, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, they're passengers.
No, that's still illegal, believe it or not. You can't have a... you can't talk on a cell phone in the front seat of a car.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, I kid you not. Tracy Idey, Federal Way Senator. Check it out. But anyway.
Whoa. I violate the law when my wife drives somewhat frequently then.
So that is my understanding.
Okay.
We should double check.
Yeah, try and double check.
But I remember complaining about how unrealistic and unreasonable that was. But they said, they didn't want people passing the cell phone off at the last minute. So no one can be on the cell phone. But anyway... they call 911 and they drive back, and luckily for Matt, he had all but finished. They were like 90% done with the driver's exam.
Mm-hmm.
So they just passed him. I mean, he was already doing really well. So you passed. So,
oh man.
But now if you want a driver's test, you've got to, contract with registered certified organization, and they can give you the driver's test. And I think the DMV is now for mostly, people who are, going for renewals and, applying for a license in the first place and taking, the written test and all that.
That's weird how they're willing to abdicate
And they still
supervision on that. But.
They still in this state, which I think is ridiculous, allow people living here illegally to
without
get a driver's
proof of
license.
Citizenship. Sure.
It's just ridiculous. Hardly any other state does that.
Mm-hmm.